Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there and welcome to Tailored for Success. I am your host, Sharice Taylor, and today we are talking about doing your work heartily and doing your work heartily through times where it may be a little bit difficult. You might be facing a challenge at work and or at home. I think that these tips you're going to find are applicable in both scenarios, whether it's in your personal or your professional life. And the title here of today's podcast, Do Your Work Heartily, comes from a scripture that has long been one of my favorites from the Bible, Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. So it's about pressing through, and it leads to our first tip here, and that is finding ways to lift your spirits, even in difficult times. For me, it is prayer. For me, it is scripture. For me, it is meditation on scriptures. So just really positive talk, pouring in positivity into your life is one of the keys to doing your work heartily even when you just don't feel like it. Your get up and go has gone. You are just feeling down and out, pressed a bit on all sides, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get through your day. So get your source. Get a source in place, whether it's scripture, positive quotes, positive people. Get your positive source in place. The second thing that I'm going to recommend that you do is to talk it out. Whether you talk it out, whatever that problem is, I'm talking it out loud to yourself, writing it out in a journal, finding the right confidant to talk with someone that is a good listener, that's going to hear you out. That can do wonders. Just having a voice, giving a voice to what is taking place and what is bothering you. So talking things out is tip number two. Number three is that we want to take good care of ourselves, even in difficult times. A lot of times we allow stress to come on our bodies because we're worried about things, we're pressed about things. And so we get stressed and we end up eating junk and not sleeping and drinking junk and putting the wrong things into our bodies, which just really makes the problem worse. So we don't want to do that. We want to be sure that we are getting our rest, our exercise, and eating the proper things, drinking the proper things, pouring the right things into our bodies, our temples. And then number four, have a goal. Set a goal. Set a goal and say, you know what? I'm going to get through on the other side of this. And what is my goal? And maybe make it a celebratory type of goal. When I get through this, when I get on the other side of this, when I withstand this, I'm going to treat myself to a staycation, a vacation, my favorite dessert, treat myself to my favorite restaurants for a whole week, whatever it is that you want to do. But give yourself a target, give yourself a goal, because that's going to help you to press through. You know that there's reward, that you've placed reward on the other side of pressing through. And the fifth and final take it to the top tip for doing your work heartily, even through challenging times, is to make sure that you focus on what's positive. How can you go and grow through the presenting challenge or position that you're in? How can you go and grow through this? What lesson can you learn? What lesson will you be able to pass on to somebody else when you come through on the other side? I hope that those take it to the top tips help you. If you are indeed going through a difficult time, personally or professionally, I hope that those tips will help you. Please revisit this. And if it has helped you, please share it with a friend, coworker, or neighbor, and let them know to tune in to Tailored for Success here on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, remember this, dear friend, the best is yet to come. Bye-bye.